Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joe, was your lunch good today? I had a great sub from Tim's Corner Market. Oh, man, it was delicious.
What a place. I had the macaroni salad and looked like a vegetable. Well, it was a vegetable sub. Looked like. I ate it.
It was very good.
A vegetable sub. We went out in the wild and located the Batconian mongoose, did we not?
Maybe he knows something about the salamanders and the lizards that lose their tails.
Were you the one that raised the question? Oh, yeah, that. And also, were you the one that raised the question about Bigfoot? Like, there was an alleged sighting recently. Why there's never a clear photo? Like, why never just a really good shot of Bigfoot that we can really get a look at him?
Do you think Ben Tenuta's out there trying to find Bigfoot with his camera?
Why is that, Brian? Why so elusive? And you'd think after all these years, if there is such a thing as Bigfoot, we'd have at least one good shot of him. No?
Yeah, I just don't think Bigfoot is real, Joe. That's a boring answer, but what are you going to do? I think that's the most obvious explanation to your query.
Bigfoot is real.
Limits thinks he's real.
I guess I just have a cynical brain. I don't really believe in Bigfoot. I don't believe in... aliens.
The Loch Ness Monster. You don't believe there's life on other planets, no. Brian?
Well, I guess, I mean, aliens like living among us on Earth, that kind of thing.
Limits, how do you feel about that?
Not well.
Not well.
I do think
I don't believe there is
life on other planets, yeah. Well, there's probably like other galaxies and solar systems that we've never even discovered, never even thought about before, but I don't like to think about that because it makes me feel sad inside.
And small.
Yes.
And he's already small. Right?
Not as small as you try to make it out to be. He said, we're at the Marconi party, Brian, and he's like, at 5'1", 100 pounds, here's city limits.
All right, you're 5'6", 130.
I'm 5'10", 145.
All right.
You try to make it out to be
like
a Muggsy Bogues over here.
I'm just trying to,
it's a daily occurrence.
A truth teller.
These are friends that like to beat up on each other, Brian, but yet maybe I need to throw more insult at Joe to be able to even out the score.
Don't you throw enough already? All right, Mongoose, let's talk about this. Our buddy Chris Carter at the Post-Gazette had a legendary moment with Tomlin. Let's play it for you, and then you give us our interpretation. This is Chris Carter. He had a great piece today on who he studies the tape, who played well, who didn't. You read that at postgazette.com. But Tomlin did not want to hear about trips and verticals and cover threes.
In the situation of the 25-yard more touchdown, we ran up the seam against you guys. It was trips right, four verticals. Is that a situation where you have to check out of the cover three zone?
I am not going to peel back the layers of how we function from a schematic standpoint, although I am impressed by the depth of your question.
Legit compliment or sarcasm at the end, Brian?
I think legit compliment, and I think a horrible answer. How about you at least take some accountability or responsibility? Because it's not just a good question by Carter.
Is it a good, and Chris does great work, but Really, how many people relate to that exact question? How many people know what he just asked?
I don't think that matters, because I think it's related to what Patrick Queen said after the game about schematic deficiencies. And you can ask about that in any number of ways. And Chris obviously saw something so glaring on that play that he thought it was worth asking about. And yeah, I mean, I think it did elicit a genuine acknowledgement from Tomlin. And I don't really, I think it's kind of a cop-out to not answer it. And I get not wanting to go into strategy, but I mean, you can say, yeah, we'll have to revisit that. We'll have to do something different. Or maybe he thinks everything is just fine and it's the player's fault.
No, he said earlier in the news conference that there were some schematic difficulties there. He would have made different decisions, he said, schematically in the second half. For me, anyway, that's enough. I don't necessarily want to hear trips right and verticals and cover threes. I don't anyway. I don't think most people do. I could be wrong about that. It's fair of Chris to ask the question, I suppose, but I don't think he's ever going to get it. I don't think you're going to get a specific answer on that. Do you?
Yeah, I think that's why, like, you know, if you listen to other coaches around the league too, and not just Mike Tomlin, like, you weren't getting a ton of X's and O's inside football questions like that, because if you tried to do that too often, any reporter, even the ones who watch the most film or the ones who have studied the most football jargon, like, eventually there's just going to be a wall put up by the head coach on that. So
how about just does a guy run that wide open on that play? How does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, Tomlin wouldn't answer that either, though, probably. So
probably. So eventually, what's
the
point?
He puts up a lot of walls to various types of questions. So
right.
At a certain point, I don't mind trying something different.
All right. The Bears kicker and the dirty balls. That was his first take from the game the other day. Were you surprised at where he went first with this?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I mean, did anybody really come away from that game caring about their shortcomings against the new dynamic kickoff role?
I did. I get it. I did. Limits did.
I get it. From Tomlin's perspective, you're trying to, like, actually pinpoint some things that went wrong. Unless you're not, because you don't want to peel back the layers. He's happy to peel back the layers on the kickoff component. But I just think you kind of need to, it almost comes across to me, Joe, as here's some low-hanging fruit that will allow us to sort of skirt around the bigger issues. Let me point out the kick coverage, field position, and a few bad punts by Corliss Waitman.
Right. And then it was the offense. However, he threw in there that they are, quote, elite on third and less than 3 yards, I believe it was, converting. Third and two or less. They are an elite team, Brian, when it comes to that. He also reminded us of that late in the news conference. I mean, if there's one spot you want to be elite in this league, it's on third and two or less, right?
Right, exactly. Move those chains. But yeah, I also thought another interesting answer, or like head scratching answer to me, was somebody asked about the inconsistency of the defense, which obviously is a major storyline for not just this week, but this entire season, given all the money that they're paying and the new pieces that they added and the hype, much of it self-proclaimed going into it. And he basically said, isn't that always the case when you're 6-5? Well, yeah, that's exactly the issue. That's exactly the problem. And it's not just 2025.
Right.
The year before this, you finished, what, 10-7, and then it's 9-8, and it's 10-7, and it's 9-8-1. So, like, yes, that is the problem. And I think people want a little bit more, I don't know if accountability is the right word, but transparency, maybe. When these things happen, rather than just chalking it up to, yeah, that's who we are. It's almost like he said what do the kids say? He said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, out loud, yes.
Too inconsistent. Yeah.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.